like Barnabas. He took a field and sold it and brought it to the feet of the apostles. And they said, we're going to start calling you Encourager, because that's what your generosity does. And notice, he brought it to the apostles' feet, right out in front of everybody. That's what everybody did back then. And that's a third principle. The early church practiced in giving the principle of visibility. Now, we don't do that anymore today. For some reason, when it comes to giving, the church today practices don't ask, don't tell. But the early church practiced giving in the context of visibility and accountability. Now, some people are uncomfortable with that kind of openness when you start talking to them about how they're giving to the kingdom of God. And they're quick to misinterpret what Jesus said in Matthew 6 about when you give, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. But go back and read the context where Jesus is talking about doing your acts of piety to be seen by men. He also mentions prayer. Is Jesus teaching that it's wrong to pray in public? Did Jesus not commend the widow in the temple that gave in public? When you read the context, you see what Jesus is condemning is doing your acts of piety so that you will get applause from men instead of applause from God. Because what we see in the New Testament is that they frequently gave public attention to individuals and churches that were generous to inspire others. In the little letter to Philemon that was to be read to the whole church, Paul publicly praises Philemon for being a generous man. Paul writes to the Corinthians and says, I want you to know how generous the Macedonian churches are when it comes to giving. Because when you hear about other people learning the joy of giving, it inspires you. It's like the story of the rooster that took an ostrich egg into the henhouse. And he said to the hens, I just want to show you what they're doing in other places. That's why each Sunday we're going to have testimonies about people who've learned the joy of giving. Because giving inspires people, but only if you know about it. Last week I showed you that statue of the Iraqi artsman named Kalat in tribute to the fallen American soldiers who've freed his land. An army officer in Alaska learned about it, and he's in charge of one of the world's greatest ice sculpture shows. And he's commissioned one of the world's most famous ice sculptors to come from Japan to reproduce the statue in Alaska. That guy had no idea in Iraq, halfway around the world, he was going to inspire people on the other side of the earth. But that's what happens when you do acts of generosity and the word becomes known. I think we've lost this in the church today, and I think it's a tragedy. The greatest fundraiser in the Bible is David. Raised $400 million in one day. And he got up before the people and he told them to the penny, this is how much I'm going to give out of my personal bank account. This is how much the leaders are going to give. And the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 29:9, the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. You see, good stewardship requires modeling. Any good thing I've learned as a disciple of Jesus, I learned because somebody helped me learn. I learned about tithing from my daddy. I have tithed since I was 14 years old because he mentored me. Now the question is, who are you learning about giving from? Or who are you mentoring in the arena of generosity? We have got to get this subject out of the closet and out in the open so we can talk about it and finally begin to grow. In the early church, they practiced the principle of visibility. Now, if you do that, Satan will try to show up and ruin it. And so the fourth thing they had to practice when giving was the principle of honesty.